mind went ain't where my mind was.
There you go.
Okay.
Burning is real though. I can't deny that either.
All right. Thank you. And I was watching like a Bill Burr clip.
It's that time
really
again.
Funny.
Yeah.
Bill Burr.
Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause the church is never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line up on line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. And then you take the law until you spray through the way. Get an understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's saying what it says. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo. Aprende del maestro con talento. La Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento. No te pierdas en doctrina como el viento. Estudia y ora y aplica. Tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita. Escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y salita. Oye cómo explica Israel un libro escrito para la vida. Nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour.
Shalom, shalom.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Power Hour Plus.
Power Hour Plus.
What are you doing on Amazon?
Looking
he
for
clicking.
A use camera.
Yeah, over here, clicking.
Bro, we like the light. We don't have the light, but we have the light. You know what I'm saying? We have the light in here that we about to go live. On air.
Two. You know what? I've been thinking of bringing back the blue lights. Remember the blue lights?
And I've been asking you for that for like forever.
For years, I know. And I saw some, and then
the hell with you. They don't care about you, the deacon. And damn, I'm an artiste. I express myself.
In my time.
No, I was thinking about that this week. I say I got to get those lights in here. Those blue lights.
Wipe your ass, nigga.
Damn. There it is.
USB is low.
Yeah, it is a little low.
USB is low.
Who are you, sir?
Oh, I said it. Did you?
Yeah.
But one more time.
But who are you? Let's run it back.
I'm a Deacon Yahshua from the mighty tribe of Issachar. I mean, no.
Damn!
Stop it.
That was
God.
You.
Get some help.
That was all you.
No, because that's what everybody else is going to think.
Right.
So maybe I just affirm it.
Right.
Get up to the punch.
I did ask you guys, like, ages ago to, you know how they'll say the tribe when the deacons are talking?
Uh-huh.
And then how come I don't have that?
Damn.
The town or the
no,
the name.
You know how their name pops up and
yes.
It's Deacon Asaph, Tribe of Benjamin.
I asked for those.
Oh,
I did ask.
How come I don't? How come I don't have that?
I asked for those actually.
How come I don't have that?
Damn, Ephraim get no love. That crazy.
No. Not just Ephraim. Simeon don't get no
Northern
love.
Kingdom.
Manasseh don't
Northern
get
kingdom.
No love. Asher don't.
Northern
get...
kingdom.
No, Issachar does.
Because they Mexican.
Because no, well,
damn.
Because that's all y'all think.
Okay, we like tacos.
We love you, God.
Hey, so who else we got before I say something? Now
Officer Shia.
Now you minded me.
Officer Ruvain.
Officer Tobias.
Officer King Ruvain.
That part right
there. Right. King.
The Greek word king.
Uh huh.
We do. See, I didn't even bring it up this time, but it's okay. We're going to roll with it. It's King
Ruvain.
All
we said was King. That's
on,
name, right?
On the government papers, King Ruvain.
Okay.
Fight your ass, nigga.
Okay, I'll pray.
We in there.
Damn. USB still low. Maybe turn up the main and bring
you know what,
the
you know what it is? You know what it is? I mean, he filed papers and stuff and then realizes he never sought counsel on that.
I actually did get counsel.
From who?
The name whisperer of IUIC Arizona.
Uh-oh. Officer, he threw you under the bus.
The name whisperer of IUIC Arizona.
No, he is not a name whisperer. He's just weird.
I mean, he's tossing out names. Now, mind you, the brother's name is
he's
Othaniel,
self,
but it's pronounced Othniel. But,
no,
but
he's,
still,
no, he's the self. No, I'm not going to say
self-proclaimed. He's the self-proclaimed name whisperer.
Hey,
he's kind of the self-proclaimed, but no, but everybody proclaimed him name whisperer because he doesn't say he's a self-proclaimed, but everybody be like, oh, yeah, go to his car.
Yeah, but it's sarcastic, though. I think he takes it as like a compliment, but if everybody says that,
yeah.
Hey, but my name in the Bible though, bro. So don't even go there.
Yeah, Othniel. It's Othniel.
It's still in
the
Bible.
No, but you're not getting on your name.
Yeah,
stop.
I was.
Why is Judas so defensive?
No.
And your mic is low. Your mic is low.
Why did it go to a Judas side?
Sheesh.
Because.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking
his
about.
His wife.
Yes. I know what they're going to talk about. Bring it up. Bring it up.
I don't like the way this is turning.
Oh, no, because
take the heat. Take the heat.
If you don't know, Officer Shiloh from the tribe of Issachar,
his
wife is Judah.
Right,
yes.
Right,
okay.
Right.
And
I know about this.
So my wife said, all right, you know, she said, I'm going to have a little fun with it. We're going to do Judah dishes for the next new moon.
Uh-huh.
And
shout out to all my IUSC Phoenix sisters. We love you.
Yes, we do love y'all sisters.
Especially the kitchen team.
No, y'all. Yes, no. The kitchen team out here be holding us down.
They do.
Yeah,
they
be holding
us
down.
I'm not saying no, but I know this story.
All right, back to you.
So,
back to you, dude.
So my wife says, "Look, man, I want to have a little fun with it. You all right? If I post this?" I said, "Yeah, you can." You know. So she was like, "All right, Judah gonna try to show out and show they got variety.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're gonna do a Judah menu."
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what's on the Judah menu.
Chicken.
Mac and cheese.
Chicken. College.
Oh, my God.
Cornbread.
Hold on.
Candy yams.
Oh, my God. That's a meal.
And nobody could figure out dessert.
Oh, damn.
That's a
sweet potato pie.
Pie.
Like, I'm thinking that's like,
pie.
If you eat
potato pie.
Everything else was like.
Red velvet cake. So his wife says, look, something that's not peach cobbler, because that's what they came with,
peach cobbler.
Something that's not peach cobbler, all right? Something that's not this or that. And I said, all right. I said, of course, you know, chicken, all right?
Chicken.
We're gonna have chicken. So I think on purpose, they didn't do the mac and cheese.
Mm.
Damn.
And they didn't do the fried chicken. They did smothered chicken. I mean, it sounds delicious. I think it's a little heavy. My part, I think it's a little heavy for after the fast. But, you know, I'll pick it. I ain't hating. I mean, like I said, the sisters hold us down. They, you know. I don't think there's been bad cooks. I don't think there's been a bad meal.
Are you going to say the other part?
Right, so I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm chiming in a little bit, you know what I'm saying, on the stuff, you know, throwing some shots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, of course, you know, there's no variety. It's, you know, exactly what's there. I thought they were going to impress.
Right.
It's you know, whatever. And, bro, like, they couldn't come up with anything. Like, so there's more to say. Long story short, Judah couldn't cook everything, so we got some Northern Kingdom to cook the
Judah food.
That's going to wind up cooking some Judah food.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Because it was Judah's chance to show out, and Judah did not get all up on it.
Fumbled the ball.
And then his wife, instead of just taking the low, all right, she said, here we go. His wife, instead of just taking the low, was like, all right, okay, well, we might not have variety. First of all, she
admitted
it.
Okay.
She owned it.
All right. She accountability.
But then she got to throw the shade, and she was like, "But Judah will take other people's dish and put our own twist and make it fire."
Oh God.
You gotta hold the something though.
Oh God.
So I don't know, sis. I'm gonna put you on blast right now. I think there was at least two Northern Kingdom dishes that she made that were. It wasn't nasty, but it was not better.
Right.
Damn.
It was not up to par.
Oh my God.
Right. Tembleque.
What's that?
That's a Puerto Rican coconut-type flan custard. It's not cocoa
flan.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a coconut dessert,
okay.
Right?
Mm. She did do that one.
It was all
right.
Right. It was all right.
It was heh.
You know, like, if you buy, like, the rice pudding or the pudding pre-made in the supermarket?
Yeah.
Right? Like, like, you know, like Cozy Shack? It was kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't anything special. And I want to say she did the picadillo.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Which is a Manessa dish, the ground seasoned beef.
I think she did.
Yeah. She's not a bad cook. Your wife's a good cook.
Yeah.
Your wife is a pretty good cook.
That just wasn't her feel.
But like, the whole... Here's the thing. I wouldn't have said nothing. Because here's the thing I got to point out, Judah. In any of this, when I brought up the food stuff, did I ever say Northern Kingdom was better?
Mm. You did it. You said you had more variety.
And I just wanted to set the record straight on who was the originators of barbecue.
Barbacoa.
I never made it a competition, and I never made it about variance.
That's true.
Yeah, but
the spirits are rising
up.
But Judah. Treacherous.
Judah took it. And they made this competition thing.
Uh-huh.
And then somehow, in the heat of everything, I had a handful of brothers and sisters talk about, like...
Up in arms.
Right, up in arms. I never said Judah food was bad?
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever in any moment say that Judah food was bad?
No.
Nah, I can't. Nah, I don't recall.
I never even said it was unhealthy. They said it was unhealthy.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
It still felt like an attack.
Everything feels like an attack.
You feel.
Yeah.
You
got to
get your
EI
out. You
got to
get your
EI
out.
I never in any moment.
Not at all.
Look at his face.
I even went out of the way to say that you have good Judah cooks. There's just not a lot of Judah cuisine.
Right.
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 And that's where I left it. But somehow Judah take it as...
I think
Judah has a lot of insecurities.
Yes,
damn.
They do.
And don't give me the whole, well, of course we do because of we was in captivity too.
For real.
Right. Judah got very offended.
Hey, can I say the other piece?
He said I'm
rude. Well, what was
I'm
the other rude. Piece? What did I miss?
Well, the other piece where, you know, Judah was there, had a chance to shine, and all right, who's going to cook?
And nobody stepped up.
And nobody stepped up.
That's
bro.
Crazy.
Judah. And no, everybody has something to say. My wife is telling me. Everybody has something
but
to say.
But nobody of Judah stepped up to cook the Judah menu for
so
New Life.
Not one.
So
they didn't want to get blasted. They didn't want to get blasted.
So then Northern Kingdom, all right, well.
We'll cook the Judah food.
So who's going to take this? Who's going to take that? Who's going to make this? It's crickets.
Right. And then your wife came. Was it mud cake? Right?
I don't know.
So there was like a dessert called mud cake.
I thought that was Levi.
No, well, I think real mud cake. I did make that joke that was me.
You did, I mean, She did say that.
Right, that's just Amira trying to throw shade. She was like, mud cake is Ephraim. Yeah.
Dang.
I said, damn.
Judah morning.
Damn. Oh, here we go. Brisket is Judah. I'm not even entertaining this
no more.
No.
Oh, because the one that says Judah morning.
Oh, God.
What? When you're the Yankees, you don't care what the rest of the league is doing.
Damn.
I already set the record straight. I brought the receipts. I'm not going to entertain that side of the argument. If anything, that just validates everything I was just saying.
That's emotional damage.
Right, that's emotional damage.
Listen.
Damn.
Nobody was attacking y'all, man. Nobody was attacking
y'all. Judah, we love you.
This is true.
I just think, what was the term I was using? Oh, there was a term we went over recently where – you kind of live in your own reality despite – we went over like a psychological term, and I can't remember it.
Damn,
right
cognitive
now.
Dissonance?
Cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
When it comes to Judah cuisine, Judah has cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
They intentionally will not own it. They will try to lay claim to food that is not authentically theirs.
Dang.
Right. Hey, I know a lot of Judites that can grill very good, but none of that is your cuisine. Bam.
I don't grill,
So all of them tomahawk steaks in OKC, like this.
Hey, I ain't going to take nothing away.
Because OKC be putting it down.
I ain't going to take nothing away from the cooking skills. I never said anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see how they had to exceed and be like, well, we'll take anybody's dish and make it better. That's actually not true.
Damn.
So I challenged the sisters to prove it. Prove it.
Yeah.
We do a little internal cooking thing. So if any of the Judah sisters of IUIC.
Uh-oh.
In Phoenix, would like to do a little cook-off and prove the statement that your wife so boldly made.
Damn. Hey, you got to carry that whole thing on your back, officer. Damn.
That Judah could take other people's food. And there were several comments, too, when we went over that stuff and make it better. I'll even give you a few of my favorite Ephraim dishes, and you tell me. And I'm not going to hate on my own food. So even if it's good, I'm going to give you props.
Right.
So let's see if we all want to take that challenge up.
And what we could do is like Northern Kingdom versus Southern Kingdom, Iron Chef.
Can I get a
you
scripture?
You guys seen Iron Chef?
Yeah, bring out the scripture. Bring out the scripture.
I need a scripture for this
where
situation.
You at?
Give me Sirach chapter.
It's like in all of that, I don't think, because if there's anybody that like loves all the tribes, like
25.
I'm the most impartial.
Versatile.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I've said this before. Hold on. My best friends growing up were not Ephraim. They were Judah.
Right.
I mean, I had Ephraim friends, but my best friends?
Yeah.
Judah. I mean, I had one in high school who wound up being Ephraim. That was my dude for a while. I was all Judah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it again. In my projects, I was one of three Northern Kingdom families
projects.
In my projects. I was one of three Northern Kingdom families. Mm-hmm. And I happened to be the lightest one. So all my friends was Judah. I rode with Judah all day, every day.
Right.
So I got no
Sister
like,
Tara.
Hate towards it. I just got a commitment to the truth.
Mm. Right.
And I'm going to keep it real.
Oh, my God.
You know that for Chappelle, when keeping it real goes wrong? I was watching them clips the other day. They came up. You know, when you watch Chappelle, that the feed just come up. I got a commitment to the truth. And it is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know? I could own it. You know? Mm. No big deal.
Well, nothing hurts like the truth, though.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. Go ahead. What you going to bring out? Give me Ciroc 2525, please. Look, she said challenge accepted. Yeah, just don't do tembleque or the picadillo.
By herself. Read the scripture. This is for you.
Bro, keep it real. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Wow.
Your favorite Issaquah food. Does she make it better than Issaquah makes it?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
There it is.
She makes
it really good.
There it is.
I'll say that. She makes it really good.
But it's not better.
Es no mejor.
Give me the scripture.
No es mejor.
No es mejor.
Es muy sabroso.
Sabroso.
Pero no es mejor.
100%. Give me the scripture.
This is the book of Ciroc, chapter 25, verse 25. Give the water no passage.
Come on.
Neither a wicked woman. Liberty to get abroad.
Now my wife ain't wicked. Come on.
If she go not, as thou would have give have her, cut her off from thy flesh.
Come on.
And give her a bill of divorce and let her go.
Hey.
You gotta go home tonight.
She's locking the door.
No. She gonna let you in the house, but all the internal.
Oh, damn.
Right. This was on the last power hour.
Yeah, that's for real.
She gonna put a lock on the fridge.
Oh man,
oh,
my God.
Hey, I ain't taking no part of your challenge. No,
don't put me in it.
Yeah. Hell no. Take that bag.
Damn. No, she cooked very good. Hey, and I was even like, yo, we could do it like blind tasting or something like
right,
that.
Right.
Like, it ain't even gotta be, you know.
I'm telling you, Iron Chef. You got Northern Kingdom, Southern Kingdom. We'll give them three different main dishes, and they got
to
come up with something.
See, now he wants to go by variants. I just want to validate the statement that was made.
How was that variance?
He don't even see.
You know,
your eyes are blind.
You're one of the most level-headed Judites that I know.
I'm a Reuben. Go ahead.
Because there's a lot of probably. There's a lot of others. See how he went to variants?
Real quick.
Cook-off.
Yeah.
I didn't say do no cook-off.
Yeah.
You're not rolling this because of Christ.
You know why you can't do that? Because that don't account for preference.
That part.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That part.
So I just want to validate the statement that was made that Judah could take anybody's food and make it better.
Right. Why are you in so much competition?
I just thought it'd
me?
Be interesting, you know.
No.
Bring in the new moon with some festivities.
You have the spirit of Peter.
Right.
When
you
said, hey.
Spirit of Peter.
Hey. No, I can't be seen with the Northern Kingdom. Damn. And then Paul had to come and rebuke him. You got the spirit of Peter, bro.
Spirit of Peter.
Spirit of Peter.
Dang.
With your booties
Somebody
in the boot.
Your new booties in the boot. Spirit of Peter with the new booties in the boot.
Damn.
New
booties. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. We're going to have to coordinate that. We're going to have to validate that, sis. Princess in Progress said when and where. She said they Southern Kingdom accept.
I mean, I hear it. It'd be a lot of talking, but as you said, nobody stepped up to the challenge to actually cook.
Well, this sis did. Atara said she would.
I know she would. She'll take.
She'll throw down. She'll take her L, too.
Yes, she will.
Okay, I'll praise her.
I mean, it's... I'm a prophet. So
damn,
I'm
you thought I did
this,
that.
This is true.
I'm prophesying an L.
She'll take a L.
Sis Atara, I'm prophesying an L. I'm prophesying an L.
Oh, snap.
You never prophesied.
Oh, wait. See, I got to set some rules, though.
Uh-oh.
Princess in Progress said, I will make dessert. Is that all you're going to make? Because I think the dessert's like a little cop-out. Like,
mm-hmm.
Especially if it's like an easy dessert.
Like a flan.
Okay, like flan. Now, I mean, people can mess that up, but that's hard to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
So what Northern Kingdom dessert you going to make, Princess in Progress?
Bring it out.
Let's see. It might not be able to be. It might not be the it is evident our Lord. See?
Again.
Damn. It's evident our Lord's
face. Break out of Judah.
Bro, I'm not trying to be variant.
God.
I just want y'all to prove all things like the scripture
Jeez.
Says.
Hey, give me.
Yeah, it got to be main dishes.
Give me Ezekiel 37. Verse 25.
Mm. You know what? I respect that, though. It's better baker than a cook. And usually it's like that, right? Like, I don't know what it is. I mean, I know there's people who are balanced that could do both, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my wife cooks good, and she's a very good baker, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But some usually it's kind of one or the other. Like, you put your foot in it baking, and like, you one of them's usually better, though.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
even if you do both, you throw down better in one versus
lean
the
more,
other.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Good. You got more script? You got more script?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is for all the Judaites that don't. I'm not coming to the knowledge.
And then we're going
to
move on from this. And then we're going to move on
from
this.
And then we're going
to. I just have to mention it because, you know, it's your wife.
Yeah. Something just sparked that.
Yes,
it, right?
Yes. But, hey, I'm throwing it out there. I think it'd be a nice little fundraiser thing.
There we go.
Little get-together to do
See, that's what
like
I was
that.
Talking about. It was no...
Stop it. Stop the cap right now. Stop the cap right now.
I'm not even entering Northern King. This is a Judah thing because Judah made the statement.
Yeah.
Bro, they ain't... No, yo, Northern King never even made a statement like that.
Stop the cap right now.
That will take anybody's food and make it... And I'm telling you, man, I just, y'all be variant as hell.
Yes, yes. And you know why? That's why I'm going to read this.
And it's like, for no reason. It's like, yo.
For real.
But you know what? There's a spirit in that.
Mm.
Because that's the same thing that was happening in Christ time.
Mm.
Yes.
Remember in John 4?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Get that real quick before you get that. Where they said, how the Jews have no dealing with us?
Yes.
Get that in John 4.
Uh-oh.
You John 4 Judite stand.
The John 4 Judite.
John 4 Judite Peter.
Oh, shit. Hey, Sis T, I'm going to throw something out there. And you know what? I don't even care. There ain't no apology if you get offended. Take it what it is.
Damn.
And a lot of them Judah sisters, they ain't cooking a damn thing anyway.
Facts.
They don't know. Bro, they'll burn water.
Damn.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Don't even tell me that.
I've done it before.
Bro.
But
you're a man.
Damn.
There's some Judas sisters out there that you tell them, hey, put a can of beans to heat up for me,
right?
In some water. And they'll take the can and throw it in the water and not even open it and turn it on.
What? Wait, what? Boy, no way, boy.
I actually got an idea for a song, that T-Pain song. I'm stuck. Now she got
uh-oh,
me.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Hey, we gotta move on because we activated Mikael.
Oh, my God.
Mikael and Israel activated.
Uh-oh.
Jeez.
Listen, I can't with you.
Don't do it.
EI challenge Judite.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
You,
damn.
You emotionally.
emotional.
You emotionally intelligent challenge. Judite,
damn,
bro, what is this? What is this variance? From whence come wars,
from
brother?
From whence come wars, brother?
From whence come wars?
Stop it!
Get some help!
Get some help!
My goodness!
Damn.
Listen to the song at the end of the show. Right?
For real, get the EI game up, bro.
They ain't no Israel, right? Without the rest of the 10 tribes.
That's
okay.
It. That's
they
it.
Ain't
it
no
true.
Israel without the rest of the 10 tribes. Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh,
you know
my
what?
God.
Forget all that. We're
all
moving
right.
on.
Let's
We're
get it. Let's
on.
Go.
I gotta respect. I gotta condescend to the ones that can't take it.
Well, yeah,
to the weak,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
weak.
Yeah, yeah.
To the weak, you're weak.
To the weak, I'm gonna be weak, and I'm gonna be humble, and I'm gonna just keep it moving. I'm just keep it moving.
That's a wise prophet.
Hey, I'm just gonna say this, and I brought this out in the class.
He's still going.
I know. I'm gonna say this.
Bring it out.
Hey, I'm gonna say this. 99% of the times, I'm not what you say I am. You are what you say I am.
Damn! Cold bloody.
So if you think I'm bitter, if you think I'm this and that, I think you need to look in the glass and see the natural man and the natural man.
My God.
And go through there. Hey, we do got some deep breakdowns for you, though.
Let's go.
We do
get
got
it.
Some deep break. We got a new breakdown in Revelation. All right? We got a new breakdown. Oh, my wife came to your wife's defense. She says she did make a good ajo con gandules.
What is that?
The rice and peas. All right.
Why didn't they say rice and peas? Why
she said ajo con gandules. She said she made good rice and gandules, so she made a good.
The names make it sound far more appealing than what it's just.
Right.
That's Judah right there. You can.
Right.
He's not really cultured like that.
I know.
It's okay.
Right.
It's okay.
Hey, and you want to know what's wild? Look, you want to know why I know it's that spirit of John 4? No, we're going to get John
4.
You want to know why I know it's that spirit of John 4? Because I got Judites in the comments.
There they go. They fired off.
That are actually in the spirit and owning it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a Judite here on the show calling it what
well,
it is.
He's dissociating himself.
I am.
He ain't even claiming a tribe.
And even you
That's
catch yourself after you come out with your initial defensive reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Judah's
right.
the default tribe.
Right.
That's all I'm saying for
but
the
I'm
South
saying,
especially.
I'm saying, though, it's like.
Can a man fight with God?
Oh, my goodness, man.
You want this John 4? I got it. I'm holding.
Give me that John 4.
Bro. This is the book of John, chapter 4, verse 9. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Has the same spirit. That's all it is. That's all it is. And y'all need to look in the mirror and stop the bitterness.
Yeah.
Stop the vexation.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Get some help.
Get some help.
Christ is from your tribe.
That's right.
Roy.
Got it.
Why you feel so inadequate?
Right.
Roy.
You feel so small.
Roy.
Why you feel, why you feeling so hurt and offended?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you, man?
Did a Mexican rob you?
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I'm saying, did a Mexican rob you?
No one can ever take away the fact that Christ sprang out of Judah.
Christ sprang out of Judah.
That's right. Go ahead. Hey, bring it out. Bring it out.
The cream of the crop. The scriptures cannot be broken at all. At all. It says the scepter will not depart
not
from
depart
Judah.
From Judah.
Can we read that real quick?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
They trying to.
Y'all got me
trying to build that confidence. They trying to build some confidence real quick.
It says the tents of Judah will be
raised first.
Right.
So that the rest of the tribes would not be envious.
Exactly.
But you so hurt. But why are you so hurt?
Over food.
Over food.
That's not even yours.
That's not even yours.
He needs some milk.
That's it.
Hey, man. I was remaining.
Can we get some virtual tissue sales to the comments for these brothers?
And the violin.
Oh, my God. Please. Man.
I got you with the violin.
Yo, I don't. You got Superman.
Superman.
I mean, he's for all Israel. But,
right.
But he's from your tribe.
Right. Bring it out.
You got the King of Kings.
Lord of Lords.
From the tribe of Judah.
Judah.
And you're tripping.
Why are you tripping?
I can't do this no more, y'all. I'm outnumbered. It's not working.
Oh, man.
Golly.
And you tripping. Just eat some chicken.
Just eat some chicken. That's
racist.
Man,
can I get that script?
Hey,
real quick.
Good point. I'm gonna take what Darren Crockett said though and make a good point. Jacob, who is the progenitor of the 12 tribes,
was
a good cook.
Yes, he was.
But I'm just gonna say this again because Judah made this a competition? I never said any of the tribes was better cooking than the others.
You never said that.
I never said better.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
I said more variety.
You said more variety.
That's it.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, D. Can I get a script?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'll let you.
It just sounds like y'all listening to rebuttal and not to understand.
Let me see what he got. And we got to move on. I wanted to do a little thing, you know, talk about a little chat we had in the kitchen.
This turned into a whole segment.
Comments went ham.
Yes, they did.
76 to 1. Shout out to Bishop Yawasab.
He sent this one out, and I was excited.
I held on to it.
It was variant. This is the book of Psalm, chapter 76, verse 1. In Judah is God known.
That's all you need. That's all. I love that.
So why are you tripping?
Right.
Who hurt you?
I'm trying to eat some chicken.
Why are you tripping? In Judah is God known.
Right.
Real quick. It's because you're tripping, bro. Judah, y'all tripping. Give me Ezekiel 37.
No, leave it.
I'll get to the point.
No, leave it.
All right.
Leave it.
Yeah,
they're pulling you in.
Yeah.
The scripture says wink at ignorance.
Oh, wink.
So I'm a wink at Mickey L. Ben Israel.
Look, on camera.
Can we zoom in?
You know what? Zoom in on the wink.
Read that scripture about winking at ignorance. Let's get it. Hey, here you go, brother. I love you. I'm sorry if a Mexican robbed you or if somebody offended you, brother.
I gotta be a Mexican.
Okay. And if I'm offending you, I apologize. All right. Read that.
The book of Sirach, 28, verse 7. Remember the commandments and bear no malice to thy neighbor.
Oh, my. Hey, there's no malice here. Why are you being so malicious with me?
So malicious.
for telling y'all to stop speaking so exceedingly proudly.
Damn.
Go ahead, come on.
Remember the covenant of the highest.
The covenant of the highest was with all 12 tribes.
That's right.
Right.
That all of it, that Christ came to break down that middle wall of partition. Right. But they on top, though. Right. For your 50 Judah scriptures that you're going to pull.
Damn.
Because you don't want me to pull the ones about treacherous Judah.
Oh,
no, don't
God.
Do that. Don't do
right?
that.
Right? Go ahead, come on.
And wink at ignorance.
And I'm here. Like that. One more time.
You gotta just hold it just a little bit long.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey. Umiyagi.
Oh my
God. That's right.
Oh, wax on.
Damn. Wax on. You know what? Wink at ignorance. Wax on. I need to learn because I'm about
sorry.
To go in.
Sorry. I apologize.
Who hurt you?
But it was in good fun. Right. Your wife wasn't offended?
No.
Bro, was offended.
We were
she
having
took
fun.
The L. She took it.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, we're still going to do that. I want that statement proven, though.
Yeah, for real.
Let's see.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to have to.
And if it's going to be desserts, it got to be a complex dessert. Can't be flung. Like, you got to do a tres leche.
Yeah. Oh, the
or something
tres leche.
Like that. Like,
oh,
you got to like you gotta bang out a tres leche. Like, like
a badass.
Yeah.
Badass tres leche.
Oh,
that's like that.
3 mil.
Right.
Three.
Right. Right.
Tres leches is like pancakes at IHOP.
Yeah. Not tres.
No.
Not
tres. Oh, I thought that's what he...
Not tres.
What?
No, he didn't say that. No. He did not.
Tres leches.
See,
no.
Judah.
No.
Judah.
No. It's Tobias. Tobias.
Yes,
Tobias.
Sir. Okay.
We're not going to do the Judah. Remember, Waxon? Waxon. Yeah. Am I doing that right?
Woosa.
Am I doing that right?
Woosa.
Waxon?
Yeah,
hey.
Okay. There we go.
That's it. Can we... Okay. This is my last state. I just want to leave this thought with people.
Mm-hmm.
Run it back if you're not sure. You want to go back and read the shows that I spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
I never put a spirit of variance in it.
As a matter of fact,
I never said any one tribe was better than... If actually,
right.
I did say Judah's exalted more.
Yes.
Right.
That's what the scriptures say.
Right.
I acknowledge that. But as far as any variance, as far as saying anybody, I never even implied.
If anything, Deacon, you've been casting down imagination.
Right. Okay.
And it's
right.
an imagination
I think
Judah just don't want to let go.
I see you over there.
That's it.
Right.
That's a Judah that said it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So,
right. Yeah. Bro, and how many times over the years I got to talk about, like, both? Northern Kingdom
Check
wouldn't
the telegram.
Be. No, it had to be Judah tense for. I never said anything like that.
Right.
Check the telegram.
Over some
real
food
quick.
That ain't even yours.
Put it up.
Damn.
Put it up. Matter of fact, put this up right now, bro.
No, what are you putting up?
Put it up. Put it up.
So I'm trying to make peace here. I'm trying.
We are going to make peace.
He blesses the peacemakers. He's winking.
I'm trying to wink, bro. We are going to wink.
I'm trying to wink.
Hey, we are going to wink.
Oh, God.
We are going to wink.
You're stirring up the spirits again.
We are going to wink.
Don't put that up.
You're
don't
stirring
up
the
spirits.
Stirring up
again.
Spirits.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
Render not evil for evil.
He said, I can't help but send Judah hatred. No, brother. There's no Judah hatred. It's all love. Damn, he put it up. It flashed up on the screen. Oh, my God.
Oh,
don't
my.
Put it up. Can we move on?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can we get a marriage moment?
This broadcast is brought to you by IUIC Phoenix.
Listen,
IUIC TV.
Oh, and also Manly Badge of Dignity.
That's right.
And today's marriage moments. Let's roll it.
Hey, no, we're not doing that one. I told him I want the other one with the deep breakdown first.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
No, you're in the wrong thing. Go back. There's 23 seconds.
Why
go,
you
keep going. That's it.
That's
right
it right there.
Okay, don't play it yet, though. Don't play
we
it.
We need that.
Don't play it yet. Brothers and sisters, we're moving on to some marriage moments. We're keeping it light tonight because we're trying to finish up this whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And then we're going to keep going into building up the man after this. That's what's next along the line. Listen, I know there's a lot of stuff popping off, guys and everything, but I just feel everybody's been kind of rolling with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to fill in the gaps. Yeah. You know, I'm just going to, you know, continue on. People say I always kind of leave the threads out there and I don't finish a topic, so I want to finish the topic.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to finish the topic. Food did bring out the spirits, though, brother. Food did bring out the spirits, man. Food did bring out the spirits, all right? Hey, so, marriage moments. There is a deep breakdown. I want y'all, in Revelation, I need y'all. We got a new understanding.
Some new understanding.
Man,
where was that? Revelation?
My mind was blown.
We got a new understanding, right?
Man.
Let's get the video first.
Okay. And guess what? I know the Christian's been watching us.
For real.
Because there's a Christian.
Yes.
Right.
and he got the breakdown.
Yeah,
he ain't even in the truth.
Breakdown.
He's not even in the truth.
He ain't even keeping the commandments. Right. He got wisdom.
Damn. He got a deep breakdown.
Said the knowledge was going to increase in the last days.
The doctrine shall pour as rain. Come on.
Yes.
You ready?
Go.
Let's go.
That was your cue to play.
And go.
Did you
and
know that man
go.
Is going to arrive?
And
stop,
raise the
stop,
volume.
Stop.
And raise the volume.
And rewind.
And rewind. And raise the volume.
Channel 9, brothers. Channel 9. Channel 9. Come on.
I love me some grits. Darren said, I'm still going to say, I love me
some
grits.
Grits.
I grew up eating grits. Except, y'all going to be offended. I put sugar in my
I put my sugar, too. You can't
yeah,
do
I'm
that.
I'm offended. I'm offended. Salt,
I put sugar
pepper.
In my grits.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
And go.
Did you know that men are going to arrive in heaven 30 minutes earlier than women will?
Stop. Damn. Did you know that?
Snap.
I didn't know that.
Bro, he got the script for it, too.
Yeah, break it out.
You heard that? Men are going to arrive in the kingdom of heaven
30
minutes earlier than women.
Mm.
Mm. We got to have a little meeting up there.
For expedited. Real.
We got to have a little. We expedited up there.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Play on.
How? Bible says it. Revelation chapter 8:1. When
excited.
He opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
Damn! Did you catch it? Damn! Golly! She was hot.
Bring it back a little.
Yeah,
bring it back.
Yeah.
Run it back. Run it back.
So all the way. Run it back.
All the way?
Y'all were talking too much. Run it all the way back. Run
hey,
it all
turn
the
it up
back.
Just a little more. Go ahead.
Did you know that men are going to arrive in heaven 30 minutes earlier than women will?
How?
Bible says it. Revelation chapter 8:1. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She said, how? She was really wanting to be edified.
For real.
She said, how? She said how? He's like... Bible says it.
Right.
Revelation
8:1. Like he had that thing loaded.
Oh man.
Shit.
He says, Bible says it. Revelation chapter 1.
Get Proverbs 27:15. I'ma back him up. I'ma back him up, y'all. Listen. It's truth. All right? Listen, go ahead. I'm going to back him up.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 27 and verse 15. A continual dropping in a very rainy day.
Right. So, you know, like you know, usually like a drop of water that
water
just keeps
torture.
Going. Right?
Yeah.
Like water torture. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like you trying to sleep. You trying to relax.
Oh, my God.
And it's not that nice rain. Right. It's like that bloop.
Right.
Bloop,
yes.
Bloop, and it won't go
stop.
Away. It won't stop. Right? Read it from the top again.
A continual dropping in a very rainy day. And a contentious woman are alike.
Oh, my God.
Snap.
Wow.
That's what talking about, how the woman.
The water tor. Wow.
Hey.
Damn.
It's about 26:14. It's about 20. I'm a back that Revelation 8:1 breakdown.
Damn. They said, there's a sister, someone said, they said, hey, Deacon, I thought you were being serious about the new breakdown.
I am. That's the new breakdown.
Oh, shit.
Read this real quick.
Let me read it. This is the book of Sirach. Chapter 26, verse 14. A silent and loving woman is a gift of the Lord.
Oh, check that out. Hey, let me tell you something. It's not saying women are a gift. It's saying a silent
out.
And loving woman is a gift
right.
of the Lord.
That's
right.
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 I don't know a man that got that gift yet. But
right. For real.
Bless our thou.
Oh, my God.
Bless our thou. That's why we're going to get Ellie. And that's just a dispensation of time. We're going to get 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me help.
You guys need the 30 minutes to get your mind right,
man,
before everything.
Before they come through. Oh, my God.
Read the whole thing again.
A silent and loving woman is a gift of the Lord. And there is nothing so much worth as a mind well instructed.
Right. And what that's really saying is that a mind well instructed by the scriptures. right?
Mm-hmm.
That mind of Christ, that God-like mentality there, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to put the woman in a spirit of being a silent and loving woman, right?
Right,
and
right.
And loving is broad. It don't mean hugs and kisses,
right,
and putting out,
feely,
right?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Touchy feeling. It goes into everything that the scriptures speak about or what the woman
love.
Represents,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's a gift of the Lord.
Message.
And, and I'm going to tell you something. You got some sisters out there, boy. You pull that scripture on them.
Bring it out.
And they'll be like, well, I guess the Lord haven't gifted you yet.
Bang.
And they continue on with that continuous dripping.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, bro.
Torture.
No, yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Bang.
Message.
Yep, yep. Anyway. All right. Okay. We got.
You still want to do the other videos? The marriage
we do.
Ones?
Right. We got the other marriage ones. Okay. What else we got? No, we got that one with the hygiene. Was there another one?
No, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we got the little screenshot. But first, let's do this. Hey, so Mother Shavara sent this to my wife. So I thought it was hilarious. Remember when we ran back the hygiene? When we ran back the hygiene show? They say my mic is low. They said if you could, the volume's low. They said if you could throw the mic up.
Make sure check OBS. Keep an eye on OBS. Go ahead.
Okay. We gonna play this. Again, we're dealing with some marriage moments, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, sisters, if you got one of these men that's dealing with the bad odors and stuff like that, you know?
Oop shebang.
Yes. Come on. Let's go.
The oop shebang.
Stop it. Get some help.
That was a bad timing of the sound clip.
The oop shebang.
Benson must have left, right?
Yes.
Is Benson gone? Yeah.
Bite your ass, nigga.
There you go.
Go ahead. Play this.
How did you get rid of a man with bad hygiene without being mean about it? Be mean. Be mean. Be mean. Tell him, listen, you stink.
She's so serious. She
dropped. And I think that you're a very handsome person. I think that you are very physically attractive. But the way that you smell repulses me.
Oh,
dang.
Oh my God.
It is very hard for me to sit in your presence when you make my stomach turn.
Stop! God. Don't say this. Don't say this.
Oh, my God.
I just thought it was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
She wiped your ass,
she said, hey, you good looking, but you stink.
Pulling no punches.
Be mean. Be mean.
It's very hard.
Be mean.
Sit in your presence.
Be mean.
When your odor repulses me.
Dang.
Go ahead. Come on. Play it.
I don't know if you got a bad tooth or something, but when's the last time you've been to the dentist?
Stop!
Damn.
I told y'all non-dentists having,
yeah.
thinking that you're going to oil pull or there's some sort of herb. There ain't a herb in the earth that's going to help your fetid odor in your mouth. Go
Damn.
To the dentist and get it handled.
Fight your ass, nigga.
Hey, there's some sisters, too, that got some nasty mouths, too.
Don't do it, Deke. Don't do it.
But brothers be, man, bro. And I don't know, man. Sometimes it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, they say, like, you should say something, but then I know, like, some brothers be real offended.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, look at the whole thing with the food, and
right.
there was nothing offensive about that.
Right.
But, man, I've seen some brothers, man, like, I can see it visually,
mm-hmm.
right? I went to school for dental hygiene, okay? I can see it visually.
The tartar.
The tartar.
It's caked over.
Damn.
The calculus.
Yeah. Oh, damn. It's all calcified.
Damn. The calcification.
Damn.
Mm.
Of
gingivitis.
Of layer
Damn.
And layer
upon layer.
And layer of bacteria.
Yeah.
Hey, let me put y'all on game real quick what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Bacteria are present in your mouth at all
mm-hmm.
times. It's an
right.
open orifice, right?
Right,
there's bacteria all
mm-hmm.
over the place,
right?
Right? They're present. You can't seal it off. They're
mm-hmm.
present. You have a balance, a homeostasis in your mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a population, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep that in check. You got to keep
mm-hmm.
that balance, right? If you get overpopulation, what happens?
You seen
overpopulated cities?
Yeah, it's
garbage everywhere,
mm-hmm.
stink, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, right?
Okay? That's what happens with bacteria when you're not, right? The brushing is supposed to reduce that.
Right.
Going
flossing.
To the dentist,
mm-hmm.
The flossing, especially because brushing is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to brush for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You got to brush every quadrant of
mm-hmm.
your mouth's broken down into four quadrants.
Mm-hmm.
You got your front,
mm-hmm.
you got your bottom, and then you got the tongue side of the front and the bottom,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go in those areas, okay, right? And then it's in half, so
mm-hmm,
right, you have quadrants, right? You
got
to brush. People don't brush the tongue side.
Mm.
Right? You all here because it's this. Because
it's what you can see.
Because it's this.
Yeah.
You got to get down here, mm-hmm. Here,
yeah.
all right?
Yeah.
And this bacteria they like the little juices that come out your gum line and all this stuff like that, right? They like they eat and they thrive on that, right? And
right.
I'm not gonna get too complex, but you have aerobic, right, which are the ones that thrive in oxygen. That's above the gum line, and then you have anaerobic. Those are ones that like to live below the gum line.
Too
right?
much, too much, too
those
much.
Those are ones that like to live below the gum line, all
mm-hmm.
right? Anyway, here's what happens in the process, okay?
Mm.
You don't go to the dentist. You're not really brushing consistently. You only do the morning brush, but you don't
right.
do the nighttime brush,
right?
right? You don't floss,
mm.
right? Because there's four sides to each tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned brushing front and back, but how do you get
in
between, right?
That's the flossing.
That's the flossing,
mm-hmm.
right?
right?
Or
right.
water pick, right?
Mm-hmm. Water picks
water,
work good.
Water picks are great,
right.
okay?
Mm-hmm. Put a little peroxide in it.
So what this literally is
mm-hmm.
is bacteria that thrives on your teeth.
Right.
They cling there. They eat. I've said this before. Bacteria eat. They take a crap, and that's what smells,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
right? So they eat the saliva, the juices, right? You got bacteria that thrives on the carbohydrate that you
mm-hmm.
eat, all that stuff.
The
right?
sugars.
Sugars. And then they die.
Damn.
And they really smell.
And they're not human, so nobody buries them.
Damn, they really smell.
So your mouth is
so
really...
the next bacteria comes up. They do the same thing. And now you start making layers and layers and layers of dead bacteria,
and
bacteria
shit.
Poop, toxins. And mind you, bacteria is tiny. You look at it under the microscope, all right?
All right.
Don't
yeah.
do that again. Right, it's tiny.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine, in order for it to appear as this nasty tartar that's on
how
your teeth,
much?
How many layers?
Oh my
god! How many billions?
Billions, trillions, quadrillions
is lined up on your mouth.
Dang.
Oh my! So it's now it's a physical manifestation.
And a brush don't take that off. It needs to be
scraped off
with a tool.
Mm-hmm. Wipe your ass, niggas.
And that's the nasty mouth.
Mm.
Because it's like calcified
mouth.
At that point.
Right, right. And then you hear talking about, well, you know, it's in here. And some people do have things going on
in the gut
that can also contribute to that. But nine times out, and you over here trying to brush your tongue and doing everything else, everything under the sun, doing every wash. Remember, I use the example of the toilet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you ever leave skid marks?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does the water move the skid marks?
Nah, they stay.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the tartar on your teeth.
Dang.
That's the tartar on
your
teeth.
Bite your
ass,
nigga.
Skid tooth. Yeah.
Skid tooth.
So,
skid tooth.
Damn. Y'all gotta take that thing serious. Hey, and just from a health perspective, there's cofactors for diabetes, lung diseases,
heart disease. It affects every organ in your body.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Dementia, different things like that because
yeah.
it's just – it's.
So what you're saying is like the buildup of the bacteria, the tartar it creates, it's like seeping down into your gums. You get
yes.
gum disease.
Well, and then what happens, it'll get into your blood.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's in your highways.
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy.
And then you have your body's inflammatory response.
Mm-hmm.
Which then exasperates it because it's trying to handle it, but it
mm-hmm.
can't handle it. It needs a little help,
mm-hmm.
right? And your whole mouth stays in an inflamed state, right?
Damn.
And there's just signs that I can look at when I just
that's
see
the puffiness
somebody.
Of the gum.
That's
yeah.
the shininess, the puffiness,
mm-hmm.
right? The gums get kind of firm, right? Like
mm.
that's more like when you're in there and you're able to kind of probe it. And touch
right.
and stuff
yeah.
like that. And you'll see that stuff. Some people get spontaneous bleeding. Right, I've said this before. Your gums aren't supposed to bleed.
Right, right.
If you wash your hands and they bleed, you'd go to the doctor, no?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You wash your mouth and it bleeds and it's normal for people.
So.
It is yuck mouth. It's just this nasty yuck mouth. A lot of people have it. And then you all up here kissing on them and
damn.
Letting them lick on you and all this nasty
hell
stuff.
No.
With nasty mouth.
Oh, my. You just nasty mouthing.
This yuck mouth bacteria. Damn.
Dead bacteria and feet.
So when she says this, I mean, I've seen it. And you know, people hear this and they still won't go do nothing about it.
Right.
And here's the thing. The longer you wait, the more uncomfortable it is.
Right.
Because it can be very uncomfortable to get a cleaning like that
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And here's the worst part. Because of that constant state of inflammation, the bones that hold your tooth in place,
they erode.
No, they start to retreat. All right? They start to retreat because they're trying to get away from the infection. So it's a process in your body. That's a defense mechanism. So if I have my tooth held with bone up to here, right,
mm-hmm.
and I stay in that constant state of inflammation and that bone starts to retreat and retreat and retreat, what do you think's happening here?
Oh, that tooth coming out.
Now it's starting to get loose here and stuff like that,
right?
And to the point where now the teeth are kind of unstable.
Right.
And then the prognosis for some of them, like we there's a scoring of the prognosis of the health of the teeth,
right.
And one of them is hopeless. Like that's the little
damn.
Hopeless.
Oh
yeah.
Snap!
No more hopeless.
So that's like them people that be on that that catfish Billy. What do you call it?
See, insurance will only pay for twice a year unless you're in a periodontal state where you're in periodontal maintenance.
Mm.
But I believe every 4 months is really probably the ideal amount to go to. So what you do is a cleaning's not that expensive if you do have coverage.
Right.
Save up for that third cleaning and go every 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you do one. 4 months later, you pay for one. And then by the time you do the next one, the insurance will pay for that one.
And then if you got the HSA, you can do a pre-tax.
You can do stuff like that, too.
Right.
Yep.
So is that what happened to people that be on the, like, meth?
No, it's not. It's just that creates other problems,
okay.
Like different drugs and things like that. Hey, and here's the other thing, man. Sometimes diseases manifest themselves orally before anything else.
Mm.
Mm.
And if you have a hygienist or a dentist that's worth their salt and you go, they can see that. A lot of oral cancers, a lot of other conditions manifest on the tongue and the gums and the teeth.
Right.
There's oral lesions and things like that. So the same way you go for a physical, right? Like your doctor, your regular doctor's not really checking your mouth like that.
Right.
Your dentist does. Now, really, too. They should be palpating you for head and neck cancer, too, meaning where they kind of check
nodes.
The lymph nodes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were trained to do that. But and not that you diagnose cancer, but abnormalities.
Mm-hmm.
And then you refer them to go get it checked out.
Right.
And a lot of offices, again, insurance, right, that's a whole nother thing. The insurance in this country, that's a whole nother business and a mega machine. But this is why you got to know these things, and you got to stay on top of it, right? Mm-hmm. So this goes into that, too. Brother, especially the teeth, man. Y'all got to take care of that. Sisters have bad teeth, too. I've had some women patients that's just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But by and far, the men disproportionately have more yuck mouth than the women do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that stuff. Yep. Yep. So let's run it back with the sister.
Uh-oh. Bro, look at her face, though. She's so serious.
Yes, she is.
So sincere.
How did you get rid of a man with bad hygiene without being mean about
it?
Why
you ran it from the beginning? You've taken too long. Go back to where she was with the yuck mouth.
Your feet smell like that because you got a
phone. Come back, though. Now she went on to the feet. Go ahead, come back.
Right there.
Somewhere there.
Right there.
Now, I don't know if you got a bad tooth or something, but when's the last time you've been to the dentist? And your feet smell like that because you got a fungus. You got a fungus.
Stop. Not always fungus,
mm-hmm.
but that can happen too,
right?
Right? Sometimes cheap socks, cheap shoes. There's a lot of different things that go into it. Remember, I was showing brothers that mineral deodorant. You can get one separate and just use on your feet if you
right.
got that problem. That'll help. That'll balance that out within a few weeks, and you won't have that. Because anything else that you do is just like when you do powders and like those sprays, they don't really address the root problem. You have a right, and then there's so much that goes into it, right? Do you drink enough water? What's your diet like? I mean, but those are, you know, more immediate things you can do is kind of deal with it from that perspective, right? Go ahead, come on.
You can start with like soaking them in some vinegar water at night. But that's something for you to consider.
So
and what kind of deodorant do you use? Because if you use natural deodorant, I don't think natural deodorant ain't for everybody. It's not for everybody.
It's like when Wayne was using lemon juice.
Dang.
The lemon juice was working, though.
No, he smelled like lemon juice and sweat.
Damn.
I heard about that.
It smelled like lemon and onions.
You, damn.
You were using he would come on the show sometimes. he would come on the show sometimes, be sitting right next to me when we were 19.
Right.
Damn, and it was
and I smelled lemons and onions.
Damn.
Wipe your ass, nigga.
I repented, doggone it. New creature.
Come on. Oh, that's it. She done. Oh, man. Yes.
Hey, but sis gave solutions. She said, soak your feet in some vinegar water. Does that work?
She did. But sometimes you got to be a little direct. Don't be nasty and rude like her.
Right.
That you're reprehensible and all that stuff
like
that.
Chase conversation.
Right. Chase.
Couple with feet.
Couple with words.
Chase words. Right. Okay. We're still dealing with some of these funnies on this marriage stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. And then we're going to go back to them three pillars. All right. Because I want to move on from this, and we're going to segue. We're going to tease the next episode with the nine things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because that's probably going to be a whole show by itself almost.
Mm.
When we go over the one with that I said, don't worry about the thumbnail because the thumbnail will go out.
Yeah.
Soldier Michael put it up today. Right.
Okay.
Go ahead. No, 2 minutes is the time. Most people don't do 2 minutes. but 2 minutes is the minimum to brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. And that amounts to 30 seconds per each side.
Right. The electric toothbrush has got timers.
The electric
now.
Toothbrushes has a timer where it'll pause.
Right.
If you didn't know it, when it does that pause or that double that double buzz, that means move on to the next quadrant.
Right.
So really, when you're brushing, you start wherever. Everybody has a preference. You start there, right? So if I start, I usually think I start up here. That's just my habit. And so you'll spend the 30 seconds here, right? And then you'll get on the, then when it beeps, right? And then whatever your pattern is, right? I'll just go to then the other side of the upper, and then it'll buzz again, and you go down here. And even the water pick has a timer, too. Mm. So you can do that for 30 seconds on that thing. Your hygienist should educate you on this if you go. But if they don't, that's kind of how it boils down to. And when you use the water pick, don't point it at your gum line. That water pressure could actually separate your gums out. Mm. You point it at the tooth, and then that water would then kind of flush everywhere. So you point it right at the tooth, not down at the gum line. Mm. Right.
Good to know.
And you do that. Yep. Go ahead. Check this out.
Oh, babe, I want you to pronounce these words, yeah?
All right, on.
What? First one?
All right, on. Oh, pseudo hyperparathyroidism.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Brilliant.
Onomatopoeia.
Brilliant. Listen to this one. Go on. From the gut. Come on.
From the gut.
Pythagoras theorem.
Okay, next one.
Oh.
Come on, babe. You can. It's phonetical. Come on.
Spin it up a little.
Let's try this.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
This is what I'm saying, man.
Damn.
The accuracy.
That was good. Jeez.
Oh, snap.
The accuracy is real.
Oh, snap. They say she. I can't pronounce some of the other words
right.
that she was pronouncing.
Pseudo hyperthyroidism. What did you say?
Pseudo.
Go back to them words.
Go back to them words. Yo, she said that joint easy, bro.
For real.
Go ahead.
Go back to the words.
Go ahead.
Play.
Pronounce these words, yeah?
All right, go on.
What? First
one?
Cool.
Oh, pseudo hyperthyroidism.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, cool.
Onomatopoeia.
Really good. Listen to this one. Go on. From
does
the
not
gut.
Compute.
Come on. All right, we'll try this.
Pythagoras theorem.
From the gut.
Okay, next one.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Come on, babe. You can. It's phonetical. Come on.
Phonetical.
Come. All right. Let's try this.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I mean, I'm like, saying,
she
man.
Quick with it too.
last one. But do the one about the apology. Last one.
These things be wild, bro. Last one. And then we're going to jump into the health stuff.
Which is the apology one.
They don't even get
it. Oh, you didn't load it up?
No.
Oh,
go to the left.
God.
Go to the left. I think I know which one. No. Left.
I posted it.
Is it 49 seconds? The 49
it.
Seconds?
I posted it yesterday, I think.
You guys didn't do it.
Take
all
the
right.
wheel.
We will save it.
All right. Let's move on. Let's go back to the three pillars of health before we get to that. No, we did enough funnies. Let's go back to the three pillars of health. I know we took a little break. We were talking about the oral health, right? So remember, we were focusing on the three pillars of health, right?
Mm-hmm.
A way to kind of condense this for everybody, right? Kind of just look at it from a perspective of prioritizing certain aspects of this, right? So we spent a good amount of
this
time
one?
On sleep.
We'll save this one for next week? Is that it?
Either that wasn't it. So sleep. We went over sleep. We're gonna reinforce some of the sleep, all right? So that y'all can kind of take these little pointers down to go through this. We spent time on nutrition. I'm gonna run back some sleep, some things we missed on sleep.
Mm-hmm.
We went over the nutrition pyramid, right? We spoke about that. So we're gonna recap some sleep. We're gonna recap some nutrition, and then we're gonna talk about the exercise,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll preview you. For next week's episode, law as well. All right? For next week's episode, law as well. So let's go to the sleep videos, all right? So we were talking about sleep and how it affects you, different things that go on, how one of the most immediate things you can do to have an impact on your health is sleep. And they call it sleep hygiene, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these are some little snippets to kind of reinforce that for you. We missed them last episode, all right? Go ahead and play this.
It's good sleep hygiene, all the stuff most people have heard about. First and foremost, give yourself an opportunity to be successful. People are burning the candle at both ends. They go to bed late, and then they're scrolling through their feed, and it ends up midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they got to get up at 6 a.m. I set my alarm to go to bed, not to wake up in the morning, so that about an hour before I'm supposed to sleep, I know to start shutting things down. You want to wake up.
So, you know, these are little things that you can do, right? He says, you know, you start scrolling. Next thing you know, it's midnight. I mean, I've been victim to that, and I'm aware of the sleep hygiene thing, right? You're kind of there just do-do-do-do-do, and it pulls you in more and more, right?
Oh, it's 3 a.m.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, snap. Damn, right?
6 a.m.
Yeah, and, you know, he says, even if you feel okay, right, we went through the thing of, like, there's a zone, right? There's a red zone, there's yellow, there's green, then there's another red with too much sleep, right? Because people will tell you, I feel great. I've been going 5-6 hours for years.
Right.
Well, yeah, you'll live. But how about increase your performance?
Mm-hmm.
How much better can you be, right? And we had that other graphic that showed some of the benefits to the ranges of sleep, right? And how it maximizes certain things within what you're doing there, right? So you got to really kind of respect that whole process around sleeping, right? And we discussed how the Most High made a rhythm with us, right?
Right.
With the light and the night, right? And how we moved and how we did things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how our bodies are responsive to that, okay?
Right.
That's by design. That's the way we were designed, right? There's something about the sunlight, right? So, what you know, one of the things you should do when you wake up, they say, is get some sunlight right away, right? So whether it's opening that window, I mean, ideally you get out there, you feel the sun's rays. But, you know, let's say you live in an apartment complex, you don't have a terrace, whatever it is. But, hey, crack that window, get that light in, right? Not just regular lights, turning on the lights. Maybe you wake up too early and it's dark. Okay, that's one possibility. But try to get that light exposure, that natural light exposure. And then there's something about when it goes down, right, that kind of puts you in a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I'm not talking about the outliers. I know everybody talks about how busy they are. I mean, if we want to do and compare people's schedules, I mean, I'll throw mine out there with anybody's and, you know, we'll see what's up there, right? And I'm not trying to marginalize anybody else. I know people, everybody has the same 24 hours,
right?
Mm-hmm. And everybody has demands and how we structure our day and things like that. But if you want to be the healthiest, better you, then you really got to kind of protect that sleep, right? So how about just for increased performance? Like if you're good, wouldn't you want to be better if you get an extra hour,
an extra
2 hours?
Right.
Right? If you're good with 5 or 6 and you function and you feel like you're peak, how much better could you be?
Right.
If you kind of rectify that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, look, he's not saying he don't set an alarm to wake up, but he says it's just as important to set a reminder of when you should go to bed, right?
Start going to bed.
Right, and create a ritual around that, right? The Most High equipped us with that what they call the circadian rhythm,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's so much that goes into that. One of the things I had mentioned, but I didn't get to pull the research up on it. I had articles and stuff like that. Just, you know, like I said, I want to kind of move on. We spent like a few weeks on this topic. Circadian, it's not circadian rhythm, but there's also a thing called a sleep chronotype, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to kind of align yourself where your midpoint, like they're saying, like even the midpoint of your sleep needs to align with your, like they've kind of categorized it, like, you know, so they do take into account certain preferences and things that individuals will thrive on.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, there's that whole rhythm of that night, day, and a certain amount of hours. And a lot of that is largely driven by how demanding your day is, what you do and don't do. And there's a very real thing called sleep debt, right? One of the things with sleep debt is that it's cumulative. And here's the thing. You can catch up on that sleep debt, but the impacts of it, you can almost never catch up on it, right? So a lot of times you might not even feel the effects of some of this stuff till late in life. And all of a sudden you start developing, you know, these different cardiovascular diseases and things like that. And I'm not saying it's the cause of it, but it exasperates it as well, right? Yeah, so this is one. I've never seen it with the animals, but that's a chronotype thing, right? And they have different things and stuff like that. But that's just another categorization that they have as far as when to know when you're productive, when you're not.
Benji.
Are you a bear?
Yeah, I got to tell you, if you work nights, that's rough. That's rough. There's just no
– rhythm off.
There's almost – I'm not saying you can't do better, but it's really difficult. Like anybody who's worked nights knows that.
Yeah,
even if you have a good routine – it's never really normalized. Like
no.
you're not, it's not right. Like thing where it's just your body's not primed
you're going,
for that.
You're going like opposite of the design.
You're
of
going
creation.
Opposite of design of creation mm-hmm. with that. So unfortunately, that's the times we live in, and that makes it challenging. But mm-hmm. you know, but take the chronotypes off. Let's go back to the video because I like I said, I didn't research it enough to it.
I think you're
to be able to convey it to people, but
I think you're a bear.
Go ahead. I'm a rhino, Dan.
Same time every morning, get exposed to sunlight. That helps start your circadian rhythms for the day and your melatonin and all that, and sort of building up sleep pressure. Cool room, quiet room, dark room, all those things, whether it's blackout
blinds,
things with
oh,
separate
yeah.
air conditioning.
Cool room.
That sweet spot.
Yes.
They actually say for the check this out. For the most ideal sleep,
right.
Your room should be 66 degrees.
Bring it out.
Damn.
Bring it out.
I'd be at 69. Like, low-key.
It's not saying you have to stay at 66. You cover
okay.
yourself in all of that.
Right.
Cozy.
Right.
It makes you like...
Yeah, under that blanket.
They're saying that is... So, there's a range.
Right.
66 to, I think, like 70
that, yeah,
is where you want to be.
Once you get past 70, right. it's like it's uncomfortably warm. And
right.
you
yeah,
don't have
real.
Space to... Like, once you put blankets on,
yeah.
it's like
you're a single
hot.
Brother, bro, and electricity is not that big for you, so...
I got all utilities.
Yeah, but you know
yes,
what?
You
There's people don't do that right either. I mean, that side note.
You know what?
If
we open the window now.
If you're pumping your air high
right.
when you leave, like let's say to 80, mm-hmm. right? And then when you get home, you bring it down to 75. The time it takes to get from 80 to 75 uses more energy than if you just left it at 75.
Right.
I keep mine on 73
because,
all day.
Because what'll yeah, happen is it'll cycle 75. On and off less.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then there's things people call super cooling, right? So depending on peak time. Like that's other stuff. That's side note stuff
yeah.
for here in Phoenix.
No, he getting into that nerd right. stuff. I don't even know.
Nah. I just budget for my light bill because I know what I need
it's
and what prioritize
yeah,
to hit me.
Be on
right.
that MacGyver stuff. You can't keep up with him sometimes.
Right. But they tell you sleep-wise, 66.
Right.
A cool, dark
right.
room. And, I mean, and then you throw the blanket on. You know,
right.
like I'm mm-hmm. the type that I'll throw the fan, make it brick, and then throw the cover on.
Right. That part right there with a leg hanging out.
Yeah. You adjust
yeah.
the temperature that way.
No, that's it, bro.
You put
that's
the
it.
Leg out. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
It's
maybe
a little,
an arm.
It's a little
yeah.
hot. Bring it back in. It's
yeah,
so open,
bro.
Yeah.
Regulate the temp.
Mm-hmm. You sleep better.
Straight up.
That's
you sleep better that way.
66.
Better that way.
No.
You know.
Dark. Darkness.
Yes.
Gotta be.
All the way.
Should be dark.
The blackout windows and all, or the.
Yeah, but I need a little
curtains.
Humming though. I need humming.
I like a lo-fi. I have it on Spotify. It's called lo-fi sleep.
You may sleep through the night in a warmer room. Mm-hmm. We're talking about. Maximizing the effectiveness
yeah.
of this stuff,
what
right?
you get out of the sleep.
What you get out of the sleep,
mm-hmm.
the idealness, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you got to do that, but if you do, you're gonna notice an impact on these type of things.
Right,
you
right.
know, because I hear people say, "I can't sleep, I can't do this." Well, have you gone through the checklist of all the things that you could possibly do,
mm-hmm.
right, to really effectively create an environment where you're sleeping well?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. you got to look at that stuff.
Hey, the darkness is a heavy thing because I mean, and we look at it, it's It might be a minuscule thing. Like, we use it for kids, right? Hey, turn off the lights, and they'll know it's time to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You have the lights on. You have TV on. They're still running crazy. They still got energy. You turn off the TV. You turn off the lights. You throw some chill, calm, some classical music. And little by little, it's time to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it's just a very good point. Darkness.
Like rain.
Yep.
The rain.
Yep. But it's certain rains. Like I got one that I use.
Yeah.
I don't know if they got like a hypnotic frequency in there or something.
Damn.
But it'll coma me every time.
Damn,
I get
he said
bodied.
Coma me.
I get bodied by it. It's on
Damn.
YouTube. It's called Rio Rain.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Because you'll see a lot of them. And
yeah.
they'll say you'll fall asleep in 3 minutes. I use this one. Like that's the only one
send
I use.
Send me the link on that.
Bruh.
I'm gonna try.
Bruh. If I do it for a nap and I try to get up, it's like
you're done.
Bro, I can't even get up.
Damn, like Mike Tyson punch out.
Bro, it's wild, bro. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, send me that. I want to see
it. In the hertz, my brother.
I don't know
it's
if they I don't know if they figured out
in the
frequency.
In the frequency, my brother.
No, it's
I got
like
another
that.
One that's on Spotify, and it's not as good as when bro, this one hits me, bro.
Damn.
It's like a hammer, bro.
Done.
Not like
Done.
The Maccabee.
like in Maccabees. Man.
Damn, you get the Maccabee?
In Maccabees. You get the Maccabee. Go ahead, play this.
Units. If you have a dog that sleeps in the bed, or you know somebody that comes in later and
Stop.
Disrupts you.
First of all, I think that's nasty if your dog sleeps in your
yeah.
bed with
Message.
You.
Message.
Hell no.
I was a dog owner. And I do the dog sleep in the bed thing.
I'll say that. I said when I was in the world, I used to do that.
They have certain things and stuff. My first dog that I had, he would hop into bed with me. Yeah. But I got out of that habit quick.
Yeah.
They got certain things. The animal shouldn't be in your bed.
No,
my cat don't be nowhere near. Man. She's in her
own
room.
Bro, my cat
be
bugging the shit out of me, bro. I'm like, I have
hell
to get up from bed and then take her out.
I know the animal people are going to be offended if you do that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, look up all the reasons why you shouldn't. And you understand
that part.
We on hygiene anyway, so.
Yeah,
I mean,
message.
Right,
that's it.
Right. Go ahead. Come on.
All going to interfere with the quality of your sleep. Blue light, that would be TV and phone, obviously. You know, electronics are huge. After that, there's some smaller things like eating too close to bed, not drinking too much, or having too much caffeine.
Let's get that, right? We brought that out in the scriptures last time, but let's get that real quick. All right.
Is that 30?
30 and 50.
While y'all look for that, he also says having too much caffeine in the later parts of the day.
31?
So, you know, depending, if you're someone who goes 19. To sleep kind of at you know, 10-ish, maybe 11 at the latest,
no.
After 3 or 4, 28. You really shouldn't be having the caffeine.
Mm.
Even if you think, because I've had people be like, I could drink caffeine and go to sleep. Yeah, you can.
No.
But are you really sleep?
In your nervous system, you're not getting restorative sleep.
Right.
You can sleep, but are you getting restorative sleep? Because the purpose of sleep is to restore you.
Right,
right.
Right.
That's how you make your physically new every day. It's something that the Most High put in us,
mm-hmm.
right? As a way to kind of keep the engines running and all the processes that we have going.
Mm-hmm.
You need that type for your brain, for your heart, for all your organs, right?
Mm-hmm.
They always stay functioning, but there's something that happens during sleep where they rejuvenate. Your spinal fluids
kind of like everything
kinda hits
just
your spinal
down.
Column and stuff like that.
Right.
And your disc and your vertebrae, right? Like all these different processes happen. Growth hormone gets released at night, right? There's different hormones in your different glands that only come out when you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to maximize those processes to keep your longevity, to keep your, you know, to do the best you can with what the Most has given us with these bodies, right?
Mm.
Go ahead, come on.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 31, verse 19. A very little is sufficient for a man well nurtured.
Right. So that overlaps with the nutrition where we talk about, remember last episode we were talking about, this before Tabernacles, we were talking about don't look at foods as good and bad, but more nutritious and less nutritious.
Right, mm-hmm. right, right.
More nutritious foods are more satiating, meaning they fill you up more.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why you won't need as much because they're more, they have more nutrients that satisfy all the processes. The big one being fiber, right? So
right.
If you're doing whole grains and vegetables with every meal, and protein.
Fuller.
Protein's also more filling as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't need as much,
mm.
right? But, you know, if you do the Big Mac fries, that greasy, extremely high fat type of foods, it's not that they're necessarily bad food. You can have those type of foods, but when you're
you don't sleep though,
but not so close to bed,
yeah.
right? So when he says very little for this is in general, very little for a man well nourished. If you're getting all the vitamins and minerals from your diet that you need, then you don't need as much. You don't need to eat as much. You don't need to do the whole fries, big drink, and all that other stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
You know, like that. That's really the basis of what you want to think of. You want more.